On Monday morning, Jeremy Evans, the executive vice president for operations at Kootenai Health, gave the Post Falls City Council a COVID report. He hadn't yet seen the weekend numbers, but he said that on Friday, Spokane's and North Idaho's hospitals had in their care nearly 120 people with the virus. Evans Hospital has been near or at capacity for much of the last few weeks, but he says now even the Spokane hospitals are feeling the strain.
And on that day, there was only two beds available, critical care beds, in Spokane. So we have had challenges transferring patients or deferring patients to Spokane.
Similarly, Evans says Kootenai Health's capacity situation, with 49 COVID patients as of Monday, has had trickle-down effects for the smaller North Idaho hospitals.
And so on any given day, they may have one or two COVID patients in those facilities. But those facilities don't have the level of care in their critical care, or they don't have the critical care levels of service that we have at Kootenai. So we really become the critical care hub for all of North Idaho.
And when Kootenai doesn't have room, he says it has to adapt.
Over the past 5 weeks or so, we have been unable to accept over 52 patients from some of these outlying communities because we were full. About a third of these were COVID-related patients, but two-thirds were other chest pain, cardiac, sepsis, abdominal bleeds, trauma, respiratory failure, stroke patients who we were not able to accept.
Evans says Kootenai has had to postpone at least 30 surgical procedures. He says the hospital has had more than 250 employees test positive for COVID. 87 of them are still in quarantine. Replacing them has been tough. He says the hospital has nearly 400 open positions. He says critical care nurses are in demand all over the country. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.